We're a bit toothless, obviously, certainly in front of goal. Even when we did manage to build play up, and we didn't do that consistently, our final delivery or ball was not good enough. We've got ourselves into good areas, I feel, at times, and not finished it with a shot or making the keeper work. We had the opportunity just after half time, which was a great opportunity to get back in the game. Unfortunately, we didn't take that, and we couldn't get on the score sheet. So I mean, we've drawn a lot of games recently, as you know. We've not managed to score more than one in recent games, and that lies maybe the problem more than anything in terms of, you know, we've got to not only get ourselves in good areas, but we're going to have to work harder or cleverer to get opportunities to score.
Can you put your finger on why those sort of chances and half chances aren't turning into goals? Do you think it might be a confidence thing? Or?
Well, as I say, it's those kind of like choices that you make in that area. You know, whether you slide the ball into somebody else in a better position, whether you pull the ball back for a cross, or the type of delivery that goes in has got to be a good delivery and an intelligent delivery to ensure that, you know, we're going to get the best opportunity.
Your side really rallied in the last 10 minutes with the likes of Noveka, Jose and Botarconi. Yeah, you've got a big squad. Are these players going to be knocking on your door demanding starts now, do you think? Or?
Well, look, we tried to rally. It was maybe all a bit too late, in all honesty. From that point of view, I think, you know, we should have been at it and on that front foot, you know, in a more consistent way throughout the game. Our attitude in terms of trying to get something out of the game at the end was fine, and that wasn't the reason we lost the game, that's for sure. We lost the game in the first half because Ricky, he's beaten too easily on a one-on-one down the side, and then they've got a little bit of a wicked deflection, which is given them an opportunity at the far post to score.
Managers often talk about how when a team's being promoted, they have that good feeling around them and they can take that on into the next season. Do you think there's a danger that after relegation last season, Charlton, there's still a little bit of a hangover around the Valley?
No, I don't know. I don't think there's a hangover of any kind. But what we've got to do now is we've got to go back. In these situations, you've got to go back and you've got to work harder at everything we're doing and ensure, you know, we show a good, strong mentality, and I think we have the players in the changing room and the staff and the support staff to ensure that we do that. And you know, it's hard because we haven't got a game other than the cup game. We've not got a league game now for a while with one, and really, you know, you kind of want one to put things right. But look, maybe this period will, you know, after Tuesday, give us time to put a few things right before we go again.
And the EFL Trophy, last time I gave you a chance to try a few new players from perhaps the younger ones. Do you think you'll be doing that again on Tuesday?
Yeah, well, obviously within the rules, we'll try to look at that, and then for sure there'll be changes.